course, the most important posture you're gonna do throughout the entire class. Always come back to stillness and breath. If you feel a little dizzy, nauseous, overwhelmed, normal. Take a break if necessary, and then move back in. Here we go. Start with pranayama, feet together. Stand up nice and tall. Interlace the fingers, glue it right underneath the chin. Keep the knuckles glued to the throat. Keep the chin down, legs tight. Weight is in the heels. Feel that nice straight spine. And begin. Inhale. Deep, long, slow. Inhale through the nose. Lift the elbows. Fill the lungs. Hold it. Exhale. Slowly push the head back. Palms, forearms. Beautiful. Elbows touch. Inhale. Chin down. Pulling in the air through the back of the throat. Expand the ribs. Suck the stomach. Lift the elbows. Fill the lungs. Hold the top. Exhale, slowly push the head back, stretch the eyes to the back wall, squeeze the air out, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, pulling in air, really expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold the top, exhale, make it smooth, slowly push the head back, palms, forearms, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, pulling in air from the back of the throat, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold deep. Exhale, slowly push the head back, stretch the eyes to the back wall, grip tight, legs tight, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, pulling in air for the nose, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, see the ribs, hold the top. Exhale, slowly push the head back, stretch the eyes to the back wall, elbows touch, inhale, two, three, four, five, six, exhale, two, three, four, five, squeeze it out, legs tight, hips tight, inhale, chin down, back of the throat, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold the top, exhale, make it smooth, slowly pushing the head all the way back, grip tight, legs tight, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, getting bigger each time, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, elbows back and up, fill your lungs, hold the top. Exhale, make it smooth. Slowly push the head all the way back. Grip tight, legs tight, elbows touch. Inhale, chin down. Pulling in air for the back of the throat. Expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold it. Exhale, make it smooth. Slowly pushing the head back, squeezing the air out. Legs tight, hips tight, weight in the heels. Inhale, chin down, two more. Expand your ribs. Suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, maximum, hold the top. Exhale, slowly push the head back. Stretch the eyes to the back wall, squeeze the air out. Biggest breath, last breath, inhale. Deep, long, slow. Inhale, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold it. Exhale, slowly push the head back. Fold up that mirror, squeeze every bit of air out till nothing, nothing, nothing is left, and then drop your arms down by your side. All right, here we go. Second set. Feet together. Stand up nice and tall. Interlace the fingers. Make the knuckles are glued to the throat. It's like a hinge on the door. So keep the knuckles glued to the throat. The chin down. Legs tight. Feel that nice straight spine. And begin. Inhale. Deep, long, slow. Inhale for the nose. Expand your ribs. Suck your stomach. Lift your elbows. Fill your lungs. Hold the top. Exhale. Just the head drops back. Keeping the chest lifted. Spine straight, squeeze the air out, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, expand your ribs as you suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold the top, exhale, just the head drops back, stretch the eyes to the back wall, palms, forearms, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, human bellows, pulling in air from the back of the throat, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, chin down, fill your lungs. Exhale, slowly pushing the head back, keeping the chest lifted, spine straight, squeeze the air out, inhale, two, three, four, five, six, exhale, two, three, four, five, six, inhale, chin down, pulling in air for the nose, expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold the top. Exhale, slowly push the head back, keep the chest lifted, the spine straight, grip tight, legs tight, elbows touch, inhale, chin down, back of the throat here, expanding your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, fill your lungs, exhale, slowly pushing the head back, keep the chest lifted, the spine is straight, strong stomach, squeeze the air out, inhale, two, three, Two more. Expand your ribs, set up your stomach. Lift your elbows, fill your lungs, hold the top. Exhale, slowly push the head back. Stretch the eyes to the back wall. Rib tight, legs tight, elbows touch. Inhale, biggest breath. Deep, long, and slow. Expand your ribs, suck your stomach, lift your elbows, really fill your lungs, hold it. Exhale, slowly push the head back to the chest, the spine straight, stomach strong. Squeeze every bit of air out till nothing, nothing, nothing is left. And then drop your arms down. Very good. All right, here we go. Half moon pose, hands to feet pose. Feet together, arms over your head sideways, interlace the fingers, stretch up, reach really lock and lengthen. So grip tight, squeeze your palms together all the way up to the wrists. Hips bottom, upper body back, chin up. Keep your legs nice and tight, weight in the heels, strong stomach. Stretch up and then go right and left and right and left. Right and left and right and left. Right and left and right and left. Just kind of seeing where you're at for the day. Right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left. Very good. That's enough. When you're ready, stop in the middle. Stretch up, reach for the ceiling. Lock your arms with the ears. Grip tight. Squeeze your palms together all the way up to the wrists. So make sure you're not popping anything back. Keep your stomach strong. A karate chop feeling. Arms locked with your ears. Take an inhale. Stretch up, touch the ceiling, and then slowly bend your body to the right. Without bending your elbows, good. Without bending your knees as you push the hips to the left beyond your flexibility. So you're creating length down the left side of the body. So first posture, first set, check in. Make sure your legs are tight. Your weight is in the heels. The hips are nice and even. Strong stomach. Work your right shoulder forward. Keep your left hip forward. So you're exactly in one line for the side. So there's no bent elbows, no bent knees. Lock the arms with the ears. Feel the weight in the heels. Press the hip out gently beyond the feet. Come down and push, push, push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stretch up. Lock and lengthen. Take an inhale. Touch the ceiling. And then slowly bend your body to the left without bending your elbows and your knees as you push the hips to the right beyond your flexibility. So you're creating lift, length through the right side. Focus on your forehead. Legs are tight, weight is in the heels. Stomach is strong. Work your left shoulder forward, your right hip forward, your chin away from the chest. Arms are locked with the ears. Feel the weight in the heels. Gently press the hip out, come down and push, push, push. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Backward bending, don't be scared. Drop your head back, look for the ball. Now, grip tight, legs tight. Inhale, breathing, drop your arms back. With your ears, like you're gonna touch the floor, the wall behind you. So you're bending the total spine backwards, lower back, middle back, upper back, whole spine is backward bending. Buns are strong, legs are tight, weight is in the heels as you push your hips forward, lift your chest, drop your arms back with the ears, push the body back, go back, fall back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come back up, come forward, the flat back, bend your knees here if you need to, and move your hips. Right and left and right and left, right and left, right and left. So just beginning, you might be a little tight. Every day feels a little bit different. So just right and left and right and left. Wiggle and shake. You always want to check in and see where you're at for the day. It might be completely different than yesterday. So you always got to start at the beginning. So right and left, just see what's going on. Keep your heels on the ground, wiggle and shake. And that's enough. When you're ready, toes and heels touch, bend your knees, grab your heels from behind, and step on all five fingers of each hand, little baby fingers touch side by side. You're gonna think stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, skin of the face on the skin of the legs below the knees. So you're bending the knees up and dropping the head down like a bowling ball on a string. So shoulders away from the ears, more elbows behind the calf muscles. Feel that sandwich bread contact between the upper and lower body. And from there, don't lose the contact. Just pull on the heels, suck the stomach, lift the hips, press the knees back, roll the weight a little bit in the toes, feel the release down the back of the legs, the lower spine, eventually locking the knees. So continuously keep pulling, keep breathing. Pull on your heels, suck your stomach, good. Lift your hips, press your knees back, roll the weight a little bit in the toes. Try and lock the knees. Skin of the face touches the skin of the legs. Lock the knees. Roll forward. Last chance here. Lock the knees. Lock the knees. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Arms with the ears flat back, inhale to the center line. Exhale, arms down. Right back to neutral, right back to breath. Very good, here we go, second set. Feet together, arms over your head. Interlace the fingers, stretch up, reach really lock and lengthen. Riptide, squeeze your palms together. Hips, bottom of your body back, chin up. Take an inhale, stretch up, touch the ceiling. And then slowly bend your body to the right without bending your elbows or your knees. As you push the hips to the left, beyond your flexibility, good. The legs are tight, the weight is in the heels. You can push your ankle bones together, really feel that strong base. Keep your stomach strong, work your right shoulder forward, left hip forward, chin away from the chest, arms behind the ears more, squeeze your palms together, press the hip out beyond the feet, come down to your edge and push, push, push. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stretch up, lock and lengthen, take an inhale, touch the ceiling, and then slowly bend your body to the left without bending your elbows or your knees as you push the hips to the right beyond your flexibility. Lengthening the right side, focusing on your forehead, breathing deep and calm through the nose. Legs are tight, weight is in the heels, keep those hips nice and square, chin away from the chest, get that left shoulder to come through, chin away from the chest, feel the weight in the heels, press the hip out, come down to your edge and push, push, push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, good. Back or bending, don't be scared. Drop your head all the way back. Look for the wall behind you. Now, legs tight, grip tight. Inhale, breathing, drop your arms back with your ears like you're gonna touch the floor, the wall behind you. So you're bending the total spine backwards, lower back, beautiful, middle back, upper back, whole spine is back or bending. Buns are strong, legs are tight, weight is in the heels. As you push your hips forward, drop your arms back with the ears, grip tight, go back, fall back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Come forward with a flat back. Good, bend your knees, bring 10 fingertips on the floor and move your hips right and left and right and left. Very nice, right and left, right and left. Right and left, right and left. So just bend a little shape. Things are getting a lot more cooperative with you on the second set. Things are just starting to open up. It's good news. So right and left, right and left. Right and left, right and left. And that's enough when you're ready. Toes and heels touch, bend your knees. Grab your heels from behind. Step on all five fingers of each hand. Little baby fingers touch side by side. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Skin of the face on the skin of the legs. You gotta bend the knees up and drop the head down. Shoulders away from the ears, elbows behind the calf muscles. From there, pull on your heels. Suck your stomach, lift your hips, press your knees back, roll the weight a little bit in the toes, feel the release down the back of the legs and the lower spine, eventually locking the knees. So continuously keep pulling, keep breathing, beautiful. Pull on your heels, lift your hips, press your knees back, roll the weight a little bit to the toes, try to lock the knees. Skin of the face, lower on the skin of the legs. Lock the knees, last chance here. Lock the knees, lock the knees. Beautiful. Inhale, breathing, come back up in one piece. Flat back, inhale through the center. And then exhale, arms down. And breathe. All right, here we go. Beautiful. Utkatasana, awkward pose. Right leg steps to the right, 6 inches apart. Heels invisible behind the toes. Perfect letter H, no turn in, no turn out. Arms up parallel, elbows locked. Tricep muscles tight. Five fingers together, focus, determination. Take an inhale. On the exhale, sit down in the chair behind you. Way down and way back. You're reaching to sit in the chair, good. Sucking your stomach in. Make sure there's exactly 6 inches between your feet, knees, elbows, and hands. Keep sucking your stomach in. Keep shifting the weight more into your heels. And think chin up, chest up. Lift the upper body back. Go back. Fall back. Way back. Inhale, breathing. Keep the arms there strong. Good. Stay up on your toes. Maximum. Like a ballerina. Way up on the platform of the ball of foot. Feel like someone's pulling you up by your hair. Concentrate. Take an inhale. On the exhale, come down on top of the toes. So you're sliding the hips and the head down the perfectly flat wall into the hips or in the chair. Not above, not below. Beautiful. And you're going to think, knees up, heels up. Knees up, heels up, keep pushing up onto the big toe. Thighs are parallel, hips and head against the flat wall. Hold it there, legs are shaking. Inhale, breathing, slide up the wall. Drop the heels down, keep the arms there. Third part. So come a little bit up on your toes and bring your knees to touch. Hold something lightly between your knees. Don't let it go. Take an inhale. On the exhale, come down super slow. So slide the hips and the head down the flat wall. That's it. The lower, the slower, the lower, the slower. Feeling like you're putting the brakes on until you're sitting a half inch off the heels. Thighs parallel to the floor, arms parallel to the thighs. Spine is straight from the side. Keep squeezing the knees in, down and forward. Hips and head against the flat wall. And now take an inhale, slide right up the flat wall. Stomach strong, spine straight, there you go. Heels return naturally, feet together, arms down. That's better. Right back to neutral, right back to breath. Very good. Second set. Right leg steps to the right, just where you were. Heels invisible behind the toes. So you make sure there's perfect letter H, no turn in, no turn out. It's your hip width, really. Arms up parallel, elbows are low. Tricep muscles are tight, so five fingers together, focus, determination. When you see your shoulders in the mirror, stretching the fingertips forward, really engaging. Take an inhale. On the exhale, sit down in the chair behind you. Way down and way back. Good. You're reaching to sit in the chair, sucking your stomach in. 6 inches between your feet, knees, elbows, and hands. So adjust it. Make sure there's no turn in, no turn out. Get the knees out a little if you need to. Suck your stomach in. Shift the weight into the heels. Think chin up, chest up. Lift the upper body back, go back, fall back, way back. Inhale, breathing, keep the arms there strong. Stand up on your toes, maximum, like a ballerina. Way up on the platform of the ball of the foot. Feel like someone's pulling you up by your hair. Really concentrate here. Take an inhale. On the exhale, come down on top of the toes. So you're going to slide the hips and the head down the perfectly flat wall into the hips or right in the chair. Not above, not below. You're thinking, knees up, heels up, knees up, heels up. Getting the thighs absolutely parallel, hips and head against the flat wall. Hold it there. Inhale, breathing, slide up the wall. Drop the heels down. Keep the arms there. Third part, come a little bit up on your toes. So don't move your feet. Just come a little bit up on your toes and bring your knees to touch, like you're holding something lightly between your knees. Take an inhale. On the exhale, come down super slow. So you're going to slide the hips and the head down the perfectly flat wall. The lower, the slower. The lower, the slower. So heels lift naturally as you descend down the wall until you're sitting a half inch off the heels. Good. Thighs parallel to the floor. Arms parallel to the thighs. Spine is straight from the side. So squeeze the knees in, down, and forward. Hips and head against the flat wall. And now take an inhale. Slide right up the flat wall, stomach strong, spine straight, heels return, feet together, arms are down, and breathe. That last one's a little tricky. That was good. Here we go, Garasana, go pose. Feet together, arms over your head. Swing the right arm underneath the left, so cross at the elbows, cross at the wrists. So keep the palms flat, thumbs towards you. Everyone's got it. Feel that twist and pull straight down. Sit down in the chair, stay low. Lean back, stay down. Right leg up and over, cross and twist like ropes, nice and high. Try to get all five toes on the other side. The deeper you sit, the higher you cross, the easier it's gonna be eventually to get that foot to hook in, so just keep working in that direction. Keep your stomach strong. Knees to the right of your body, to the left. Feel that cross and twist of the ropes. So you sink deeper in the chair, pull down to the shoulders. Upper body back at the end. Change, beautiful. Inhale up. And now left arm underneath the right, cross at the elbows, cross at the wrists. Feel the twist, pull straight down. Sit down in the chair, stay low. Lean back, left leg up and over. Cross and twist nice and high. Try to get all five toes on the other side. The deeper you sit, the higher you cross, the easier it's gonna be to get that foot to hook in. Tighten the gap between the ankle and the calf muscle so there's no light gap or air. Knees to the left, upper body to the right. Keep crossing and twisting your ropes. Compression of all the major joints. Sink in the chair. Upper body back at the end. Change. Inhale up. And now, right arm underneath the latch, cross at the elbows and the wrists. Beautiful. Feel that twist. And then pull straight down. Sit down in the chair. Stay low. Lean back. Right leg up and over. Cross and twist nice and high. Try to get all five toes on the other side. The deeper you sit, the higher you cross, the easier it's going to be. So just keep working it in that direction. It's not quite there. That's okay. Just push that pinky toe to touch the calf. Knees to the right, upper body to the left. Beautiful. Keep crossing and twisting the ropes. Sink in the chair. Upper body back at the end. Change. Inhale up. And now left arm underneath the right. Cross at the elbows and the wrists. Feel that twist. Pull straight down. Sit down in the chair. Stay low. Lean back. Left leg up and over. Cross and twist nice and high. Try to get all five toes on the other side. And the deeper you sit, the higher you cross. The easier it's going to be. Keep your stomach engaged. Knees to the left, upper body to the right. Cross and twist the ropes as you pull down to the shoulders. Sink in the chair. Upper body back at the end. Change. Inhale up. Exhale down. Check in for a moment. And have a quick sip of water. Very good. Holding the knee if you need to, trying to get that 10-finger grip. That's the goal. So here we go. Concentrate, meditate, focus on yourself in the mirror. Shift the weight into the left leg, pick the right leg up, suck the stomach in. Round yourself over, reach down, and try to get a 10-finger interlaced grip right around the ball of the foot as you lock the knee, lock the knee. So really pulling up on that quad, sucking your stomach in, flexing the foot in your hand from the beginning. Get the thigh a little bit above parallel. You can see the ball of the foot in the mirror. If you have that 10-finger grip, steel rod leg, then only take an inhale smooth. Lead with the heel. Kick the heel forward. Flex your toes back. Suck your stomach in. Try to get your thigh absolutely parallel. Beautiful. No higher, no lower. Keep flexing the toes back towards your face. Sucking the stomach in. Lift your chest a little bit. Both legs solid, stomach down, chest down, shoulders down, head down, elbows go below the calf muscles, hold it there. Reverse it out for strength and bring it through. Very good. All right, here we go. Shift the weight to the right leg, pick the left leg up, suck the stomach in, round yourself over, reach down, get a 10-finger grip right around the ball of the foot. Lock the knee. So you can get all 10 fingers interlaced. Flex the foot, suck the stomach in. That's it. Steel rod leg. Pull up on that quad. When you're ready, smooth. Take an inhale, kick and flex. Lead with your heel. Beautiful. Kick your heel forward, flex your toes back, suck your stomach in. Feel that straight spine. Try to create a cramp on the top of both thighs. Both legs solid, you feel ready. Stomach down, chest down, shoulders down. Head down, elbows go below the calf muscles, hold it there. Reverse it out for strength. Bring it through, careful. Hands lower spine, drop your head back. Let it go. So you gotta break it up in pieces. Every piece has to be complete, don't try to rush. So those elbows have to go all the way down. Gaze down the ends of the toes. The forehead to the knee, last part. It takes super concentration, slow motion. So. Don't rush. Build strength along the way. This one takes tremendous time and commitment. So here we go. Shift the weight into the left leg. Pick the right leg up. Suck the stomach in. Round yourself over. Reach down. Try to get the 10-finger interlaced, no slip grip right on the ball of the foot. Thumbs are included. Steel rod leg. Suck your stomach in. Flex your toes. Lift your chest a little bit. Now, when you're ready, take an inhale smoothly with your heel. Kicking the heel forward.
flexing the toes back, sucking the stomach in, trying to get the thigh absolutely parallel, no higher, no lower. Both legs locked solid, you feel ready? Stomach down, chest down, shoulders down, head down, elbows go below the calf muscles. If they do,
tuck the stomach, tuck the chin, throat is choked.
Forehead exactly on the knee.
Reverse it out for strength. Good, bring it through. Here we go, last one here. Shift the weight into the right leg, pick the left leg up, suck the stomach in. Round yourself over, reach down. Try to get that 10 finger grip right around the ball of the foot. So right from the beginning, no matter where you are, you have to actively flex your foot back. It's an active flexion and a steel rod leg. Suck your stomach in. 10 finger interlaced grip, you feel ready. Take an inhale smoothly with your heel. Kicking the heel forward, flex the toes back, suck the stomach in. Try to get the thigh eventually absolutely parallel. No higher, no lower. When both quads engaged, both legs solid. Stomach down, chest down, shoulders down, head down, elbows go tighten below the calf muscles. If they do,
suck the stomach, tuck the chin, throat choked.
Forehead exactly on the knee.
Reverse it out for strength. Bring it through. Good. Hands lower spine. Drop your head back. Let it go. All right. Here we go. Bow pose. Standing bow. Another challenging standing posture. So feet together, center of the mat. Right hand out, palm facing up. If something in your hand, don't drop it. Keep the palm out. Wrap the fingertips right around the ankle bone. So middle fingers hitting that bump of the ankle bone. You have that straight wrist, straight elbow hook. Standing leg locked. Point your toes, direct them straight up to 12. Release that right shoulder behind you. Stretch your left arm up. Reach up like you have a wall in front of you. Two knees together, standing leg locked solid, still rock. Take an inhale, stretch up, and then start to kick the right leg back and up. Beautiful. Right up over the top of the head. Kicking, stretching, equal, simultaneous. The harder you kick, the easier this is going to be. So keep kicking harder and higher. Keep driving the toes straight up to 12 as you bring your body, chest, abdomen parallel to the floor. Keep reaching forward, left shoulder scapula coming out of the body. Keep the head on straight, chin to the shoulder. Get more height, body down, two shoulders in one line, 2 feet in one line. Open it up, kick, kick, kick. Good, change. Nice ones. All right, here we go. Left hand out, palm facing up. Grab the leg from the inside, hook around the ankle bone. Fingertips right around the bump of the ankle bone. So don't separate your thumb. Make sure the thumb is in, so it's like a hook. And you don't want to grab, you want to hook. So you're kicking into the hook of the hand. Two knees touch, point your toes, stretch your right arm up. Suck your stomach in, lift up out of that right shoulder scapula, and feel the kick into that hook of the hand, the hydraulic machine. Standing leg solid. Take an inhale, stretch up, and then start to kick the left leg back and up, right up over the top of the head. The harder you kick, the easier this is going to be. So you're literally stringing your bow, kicking harder and higher, driving the toes over your head, and then start to bring the body down. Keep reaching forward, right shoulder scapula coming out of the body, shooting the arrow, string the bow, get more height. Body down, open it up, kick, kick, kick. Awesome, change, good ones, yep. So make sure you're working from your shoulders, you're stretching in opposition, really deep, lock those elbows. Here we go, second set, always better. Right hand out, palm facing up, reach down, grab the right leg from the inside of the ankle bone, so keep that palm out. Two knees touch, feel the release of the right shoulder. Standing leg solid through the floor. And then stretch your left arm up, straight up to 12. So those two shoulders are in one line. Feel that kick into the hook of the hand behind you. Point your toes. Feel like a hydraulic machine. Take an inhale, stretch up. And then start to kick the right leg back and up. Right up over the top of the head. Kicking, stretching,
equal simultaneous. The harder you kick, the easier this is gonna be. So keep driving the foot over your head in the mirror as you bring your body, chest, abdomen parallel to the floor. Keep reaching forward, left shoulder scapula coming out of the body. Aim the fingertips right between the eyebrows. Body down, shoot the arrow, straighten the bow, open it up, get more height, kick, 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 change. Good, that's it. Make sure that back foot, you wanna get it straight up to 12. So don't hang behind 12. Go straight up, bring your body down more, it'll lock in. Here we go. Left hand out, palm facing up. Grab the leg from the inside, hook around the ankle bone. Fingertips around the bump of the ankle bone. The wrist is straight, the elbow is straight. Feel the release of the left shoulder behind you. Point your toes, direct them to 12. Stretch your right arm up. So align your shoulders, lifting the shoulder to the chin. Feel the release of the left shoulder and the kick into the hand behind you, that stringing of the bow. Take an inhale, stretch up. And then start to kick the left leg back and up, right up over the top of the head. Beautiful. The harder you kick, the easier this is going to be. So keep kicking harder and higher. Keep driving the foot straight up to 12. And then bring your body down. Keep reaching forward. Right shoulder scapula coming out of the body. Get the chin to the shoulder. Keep the head on straight. Body down more. Open it up. Go to your edge. Kick, kick, kick. Change. Very good. All right. Go to the back of the mat. Here we go. Tuladasana. This one's only 10 seconds. Feet together. Arms over your head. Interlace the fingers. Stretch up, reach, lock and lengthen. Hips fall, upper body back, chin up. Step forward on the right leg. Big step. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up. So your chin is away from the chest. Your arms are locked with your ears. You're gripping tight. Straighten your knees, point your toes, engaging every muscle. You're being pulled in two directions. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Change. Come back up. Stretch up. Hips forward, upper body back. Step forward on the left leg. Big step. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up. Good. Arms are locked with your ears. Keep gripping tight. You got it. Straighten your knees, point your toes, engage every muscle. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Change. Come back up. Arms are down. Just breathe. Very good. Second set. Feet together. Arms over your head. Interlace the fingers. Stretch up, reach, lock and lengthen. Hips fall, upper body back. Step forward on the right leg. Big step. Body down. Leg up. Body. Leg up. Your chin is away from the chest. Your arms are locked with your ears. Keep gripping tight. Straighten the knees, point your toes, keep that left hip down, engaging every muscle, stretch, stretch, stretch. Change, come back up. Stretch up, hips fall, upper body back, step forward on the left leg, big step. Body down, leg up, body down. Leg up, chin away from the chest, keep gripping tight, your arms are locked with your ears. Straighten your knees, point your toes, engage every muscle, you're being pulled in two directions, stretch, stretch, stretch. Change, come back up. Arms are down. Breathe. All right. Very good. Here we go. Take a walk to the top of the towel. Get ready for separate leg stretching. Take a right turn. Feet together. Arms over your head. Right leg steps to the right. Three feet. Arms down parallel. Palms face down. So make sure your feet are parallel. Or slightly turned in, not turned out. Pull up on your quads. Really lock your knees. Suck your stomach in. Stretch out your wings. Open up your chest. Lift your chin. Come forward from the lower spine. Good. Big chin out. Tailbone up. Go nice and slow. Feel the stretch on the way down. That's it. Bring your hands onto the floor if you're just beginning. And work on gently locking your knees. Maybe that's all you do today and that's okay. Now, if you have good lock knees, you feel good, you have your balance. I'm gonna slip your fingertips underneath your heels from behind. Actually stepping onto the fingertips. Beautiful. Keep sucking your stomach in. Engage your quads, keep your chin out. Roll the weight a little bit into the toes. Kind of direct your tailbone right up to 12. Suck your stomach in and pull and stretch from the lower spine. First the legs are stretching, then the hips, then the lower spine, then your whole spine is lengthening. Keep drawing your elbows out and then bring them into the shins, Lengthen between each vertebrae. That's it. Drop the head. Try to touch the forehead. Crown of the head to the floor, directly between the line of the feet. Awesome. Beautiful. Change. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Getting really good. Yeah. Step back, arms down. And breathe. All right. So if you touch your forehead easily, crown of the head easily, then you can start to shallow out and get more space between each vertebrae. Otherwise, keep a good wide step. You can always adjust it at the end when you're in there. So here we go. Arms over your head. Right leg steps to the right. 4 feet, 3 feet, whatever works. So feet are parallel, slightly turned in. Suck your stomach in. Lock your knees. Engage your quads. Open up your chest. Lift your chin. Come forward. Chin out. Tailbone up. Scoop the tailbone up. Bring your hands onto the floor. Work on gently locking your knees. Stay there if you need to. Once that's all in place, slip the fingertips underneath your heels or the outsides of the feet. Suck your stomach in. Keep your chin out. Engage your quads. Pull and stretch from the lower spine. Beautiful. First the legs are stretching, then the hips, then the lower spine, then your whole spine is lengthening from the coccyx to the neck. Keep drawing your body down. Draw your elbows up and then in. Lengthen between each vertebrae and try to touch the forehead. Crown of the head to the floor, directly between the line of the feet. Awesome. That's it. Change. Inhale, breathing. Nice. Step back, arms down. And breathe. All right. Very good. All right, here we go. Trikonasana, triangle posture. So keep super clean lines in the body. You want to impose yourself right on graph paper. Everything is very clean lines. So if you think of it that way, it's nice and easy. Here we go. Arms over your head. Right leg steps to the right. 4 feet. Arms down parallel. Palms face down. So really stretch out your wings. So you want to think wrists and ankles and line here. Turn the right foot out parallel. Backside foot parallel to the side wall. The spine is straight. The hips are forward. And you're going to bend the right knee and get nice and low. Getting that clean 90-degree angle in the right thigh. Good. Make sure the two heels are on that same line. Bounce it down there. Right knee back, left hip slightly down. Stretch out your wings. Stay low. Stay low. Ground floor. Now just the arms move. And then slide in the toaster. Reach down. Get the elbow to hit exactly in front of the knee. Pressing the knee back. Look up at your left hand. And stretch directly up to 12. So you're stretching up and stretching down, natural human traction here. So reach up higher out of the left shoulder scapula. Reach up more, bending the right knee deeper as you do, pressing it back with the help of the elbow, aiming the fingertips between the big and the second toe with no pressure on the floor. Left foot flat, left knee lock, change. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Beautiful. Turn the left leg out, right leg parallel. Spine is straight, hips are forward. Bend the knee and get low. Clean 90-degree angle is what you're looking for. So bounce it down a few times. Good. That heel right below the knee. Drop it down there. Ground floor. Left knee back. Right hip just slightly down. Pull those inner thighs. Stay low. Just the arms move. And then slide into the toaster. So think of getting the elbow to hit exactly at the knee. Beautiful. As soon as it hits the knee, you got to turn it on. Press the knee back and look straight up. So you're pressing the knee back and reaching up. Now reaching up higher. Bending the knee deeper, pressing it back with the help of the elbow. Drop the right hip in a little bit, fingertips between the big and the second toe. Bring the right arm up and back against it, right foot flat, right knee locked, change. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Step back, arms down, and breathe. Good effort. All right. Very good. Second set. Feet together, arms over your head. Right leg steps to the right, 4 feet, arms down parallel, palms face down. So it's a good wide step. You want to think wrists and ankles in line, really stretching out. Turn the right foot out parallel, back side foot parallel to the side wall. Spine is straight, the hips are forward. You're going to bend the right knee and get low. Beautiful, clean 90 grams. Great, so just bounce and bounce to get down there. That's it. Stay low. Keep the spine straight in the center. Just the arms move. Slide in. And get the elbow to hit exactly in front of the knee. Beautiful. As you press the knee back, turn the face, and look straight up at your left hand. Keep your stomach strong. Keep reaching up higher, straight up to 12.
Look straight up at your left hand, profile the face visible in the mirror. Bend the right knee deeper, press it back with the help of the elbow. Aim the fingertips between the big and the second toe. Left foot flat, left knee locked. Change. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Send the left leg out, right leg parallel. Spine straight, hips are forward, you got this. Bend the knee, get low. Stay strong. Hold those inner thighs. That's it. Make sure that right knee is locked. Don't overdo those hips. Keep it a little more even. Stay low. Just the arms move. Slide it. Reach down. So your elbow to knee pressure, pressing the knee back, and look straight up the right hand. Beautiful. Profile the face is visible. So feel that straight spine from the crown of the head to the tailbone. Press your left ear more to the mirror, chin to the shoulder. Reach up higher. Bend the knee deeper. Press it back with the help of the elbow. Bring the right arm up and get back against it. Right foot flat, right knee locked. Change. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Step back, feet together. Nice job. Arms down. Just breathe. All right, lots of work in that one. Here we go. Separate leg, head to knee. So forward to knee connection is what counts here. Don't lose that forward to knee connection. That's what the whole goal of the posture is, to keep that throat choke sensation. So arms over your head. Palms flat, thumbs crossed. Right leg steps to the right, 3 feet. Pick up your toes and pivot on your heels to the backside wall. So the two heels are on the same imaginary line on the floor, just like on the tennis court. So make sure the two heels are on the same line. Bring that left hip around, shoulders and hips completely square to the back wall. Palms flat, thumbs crossed. Inhale, stretch straight up. On the exhale, tuck the stomach, tuck the chin, throat choke sensation as you go down. Look up at your belly button the whole time. Open up your hands for balance, right next to your foot. Bend your knee and touch your forehead to your knee. So forehead to the knee is the key here. You've got to get your forehead to touch the knee, or the posture has not begun. Got to get a forehead to knee connection. Working around that, right? Sucking your stomach in. It's not about prayer. It's about forehead to knee first. That's it. Get that forehead higher up. Bring the weight a little bit more to the front leg. Suck your stomach in. Look up at your stomach. Walk the fingertips out. Straight wrist, straight elbows. Don't lose that forehead to the knee. Throat is choked. Hands in prayer. Lock the knee at the end and come up super slow. Keep your throat choke sensation. Keep looking up at your belly button. Hold that pearl in the chin all the way up. Keep that left hip forward. Chin last. Beautiful. Pivot to the side. Pivot to the front. Pivot the right hip around. Two heels in the same line, back foot barely turned out, back knee locked, palms flat, thumbs crossed. Inhale, stretch straight up.
On the exhale, suck the stomach, tuck the chin, throat is choked as you go down.
Open up your hands for balance right next to your foot. Bend the knee, touch the forehead to the knee. So first things to get the forehead to the knee, bending the knee up, sucking your stomach in, rounding up like that Halloween cat, looking up at its belly button, throat choke sensation. Walk the fingertips out, straight wrist, straight elbows. Throat is choked, hands in prayer. Lock the knee, press the forehead into the knee, and come up super slow. Keep your throat choked, keep your right hip forward, and your chin last. Pivot to the side. Step back, arms down, and just breathe. Great job. All right. That one will get you. Here we go, second set. Arms over your head, palms flat, thumbs crossed. Right leg steps to the right, 3 feet. Good wide step. Pick up your toes, pivot on your heels to the backside wall. So the two heels are on that same line, like the tennis court line. Back foot is barely turned out, back knee is locked. Palms flat, thumbs crossed. Inhale, stretch straight up. On the exhale,
suck the stomach, tuck the chin, dive in the pool. Look up at your belly button the whole time. Throat is choked.
10 fingertips on the floor, great. Next to your foot for balance, forward high up on the knee. Beautiful, that's it. Forward to the knee is the key, suck your stomach in. Bring the weight more into the front leg. Lift your right hip up and your left hip down. You gotta square yourself. Walk the fingertips out, that's it. Straight wrist, straight elbows. Throat choked. Now hold your hands in prayer, push the pinkies down, press the forehead into the knee, lock the knee at the end, and come up super slow. Throat is choked. Keep your left hip forward, hold the pearl in the chin. Chin is last. Beautiful. Pivot to the side. Pivot to the front. Pivot the right hip around. Two heels in the same line. Back foot barely turned out. Back knee is nice and locked. Take an inhale. Stretch up. On the exhale, suck the stomach, tuck the chin. Throat
throat sensation. It's like you're diving down, looking up at your stomach the whole time. If you hold a prayer right away, you know you can do that. Otherwise, just work on 10 fingers on the floor, tips of the fingertips.
Forehead high up on the knee, bring the weight to the front leg. Good. Walk the fingertips out, straight wrists, straight elbows. Throat choked. Now hold in prayer. Lock the knee,
throat choked. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Keep your right hip forward, your throat is choked.
Your chin is last. Pivot to the side. Step back, arms down. Breathe. All right, excellent. Let's go right to the center of the mat. Our last standing posture, tree, followed by toe. So, toes and heels top of shin. Focus on yourself in the mirror, stand up nice and tall. Shift the weight into the left leg. Pick the right leg up, grab it from underneath. Pull it up nice and high, whatever that is for you. And let the knee fall down and back as you stand tall and proud. So your collarbones are even, hips are even, your spine is straight. So keep pulling the foot up a little higher. Hips forward, knee down and back. Eventually two knees in one line. Feel the lift, feel the square of the body. Standing leg solid. And then when you have your balance, right hand up, center the chest. Change. Good. Shift the weight to the right leg. Pick the left leg up. Grab it from underneath. Pull it up nice and high. As high as you can. Sole of the foot faces the ceiling. And the knee goes down and back. So standing leg is locked solid, collarbones are even, your hips are even, your spine is straight. Feel that lift, lift of the ribs, hips forward, knee down and back. It's right underneath your shoulder in the mirror, and then left hand up. Tall, proud spine, feel the lift. As you pull the foot up more, the hips forward, the knee goes down and back against it. Eventually, two knees in one line from the side. Change. All right. Very good. Next is toe stand. So, you know this at tree. You're still working tree. If you have good knees though, make sure you try toe. Here we go. Shift the weight into the left leg. Pick the right leg up. Grab it from underneath. Pull it up high. Let the knee fall down and back. Stand tall and proud. Right hand up. Toe stands. Hands into prayer. Break at the hip. Come down with a flat back. And a straight knee, and reach forward until all 10 fingertips touch the floor. Shift all the weight into your hands. And then bend the knee, sit the hips, center yourself on the heel, and focus one point on the floor, 4 feet in front of you. Don't look away. Walk the fingertips to the side. Hover, balance, feel like someone's pulling you up by your hair. Left hand, right hand. Toe stands, come back up. Push through the pathway, follow that same pathway. Meet everybody in tree, good. And then everybody can release together, awesome. All right, last one here, got this. Shift the weight into the right leg. Pick the left leg up, suck the stomach in. Round, or don't round yourself over, pull the foot up, knee goes down and back, left hand up. Tall, proud spine, toe stands, break at the hip, come down with a flat back, and a straight knee. And reach forward until all 10 fingertips touch the floor. Shift the weight into the hands, bend the knee, sit the hips, center yourself on the heel, and focus one point on the floor, 4 feet in front of you. Walk the fingertips to the side, hover and balance. Keep the left knee down in line with the right. Feel the lift, like someone's pulling you up by your hair. Hover, balance. Left hand, right hand. Toe stands, come back up. Push through the pathway. Meet everybody in tree. And everybody can release. Very good. Acknowledge your hard work. You gotta go real slow. You never wanna make a quick motion. If you can't do it,
you can't do something in slow motion, you cannot do it quickly. That's built on hope.
I hope it works out.
It probably won't. Not with a posture. You gotta go slow and build strength. That's a tough one. Very good. All right, here we go. So lie down on your back. Palms up, heels touch, toes open, eyes open. 2 minutes here. So believe it or not, this is the most advanced posture in the whole series. So the activity here is stillness, eyes are open, palms up, heels touch, toes just falling open naturally, belly rises and falls. And for 2 minutes, you're going to switch your dial to observation mode. So for 2 minutes, just watch.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.